far as his knee, is it one of those, give him a day off?
Absolutely.
Serious.
Got it. I mean, it's all from, you know, a few weeks back. And obviously, you know, he was a little sore. So we felt the best thing was to give him the day off. He's a smart football player. So missing these reps won't hurt him. And it was actually kind of nice because we had a combination of young guys in there taking some snaps.
Thomas, how did he look after the day off?
Thomas Davis looked fresh. I mean, you know, it really does. The day off does do wonders, especially when it's a knee we're talking about. So it was good to see him back on the field, and he looked good. He really did. So I was excited about that.
How about with Frank? Any updates on him?
Frank Alexander?
Yes.
He had an MRI today that revealed that he does have a bone bruise, but it's you know, for the most part, it's just that. And so it's just a matter now of just, you know, getting through that part of the discomfort, and he'll be ready to go tomorrow. So we expect to see him on the practice field. But that was, you know, probably the least of the concerns as far as that's concerned. Right now would be DeJuan Edwards. You know, I just, you know, see how he is. He moved around earlier today, you know, when we went out for the walkthrough and watched him do some things. So that was a good sign. And then they brought him in and treated him some more. And then we'll see how he is tomorrow morning as to how the leg feels.
Pretty confident it's not a long-term concern?
For the most part, yes. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see how he reacts to the treatment.
Sprain?
Yes, it was an ankle sprain.
We're about 30 minutes until the trade deadline. Any moves? Is anything going to happen?
Not that I know of. You know, it's you know, if it would have happened, if it was going to happen, it probably should have happened by now. But, you know, we'll see. There's 30 minutes. But, you know, just react to anything, but I'd be surprised.
Your interim GM said there weren't going to be any moves.
Okay, then there's not going to be any.
With that being said, I mean, you talked about all week, really, that you didn't think anything was going to get done.
I didn't, just because it seems to be the nature of the league right now. I mean, you didn't hear a lot about, I mean, were there any moves, I guess, is the question. See, and that's why I was you know, surprised that so much was being made of it. You know, because typically if it's going to happen, it would probably happen at the beginning of the week anyways. And so it really didn't surprise me.
What did you know about Jordan Gross before you got here?
Other than he was a very good left tackle, no. I've gotten to know him last year and a half, but yeah. Before I got here, it was just that he was an all-pro, Pro Bowl caliber football player, and it was, you know, he's an anchor to who we are as far as our offensive line is concerned.
You've seen any signs of him slowing down?
No, I really haven't. What I've seen is a guy become an even better technician, you know, in the short period of time. And I think a lot of it has to do with Coach Matsko and Ray Brown. I think those guys have really helped him in terms of that. And, you know, one of the things that we try to do with him, and I mean, you could easily put him on this list just because, you know, we take reps off him during practice, but we only do that just to try and, you know, save him for Sunday. But they've done a nice job, I think, in trying to keep him fresh for Sundays as well.
Like him, he's kind of the de facto spokesperson a lot after games, as some of your other guys are too. But he's been right, but Steve are the most.
Yeah, but he's a veteran guy that it's easy because he understands, he gets it, he knows, and you know, he's probably a guy that can explain a lot of things that go on because of their experience.
Got it. Murph and Kalo, look out there today.
Good. That was the nice thing. And Armani looked good as well. So there's three guys that are getting opportunities, and because of the situation right now. But as I said earlier, Brandon went out, worked out, and we'll see how he is according to the protocol, how he handles things tomorrow morning, and then we'll go from there.
No decision on Gattis yet.
No, we like I said, we're going to wait probably till tomorrow after practice and see. But you know, we've got a ways to go, obviously, because he's got so much to learn. But he has looked good. He practiced well. He practiced with the first bunch, a couple snaps as well, and we saw some good things. But we'll talk about it this afternoon once we get together as a coaching staff.
Still plan on sitting Joe Adams this week, where is he in his development?
You know, it's interesting because you know, he's gotten to play a little bit more extensively on the practice squad. And you really start to see some things that tell you the guy's got an opportunity because he flashes, especially with some of the stuff these guys do, the way they use, you know. And for the most part, he was Santana Moss, he did some nice things. I mean, he looked good and ran some good routes, made some nice catches, and he's been working after practice catching, you know, balls off the jug. So he's really tried to put a focus in on what he's had to do.
You guys drafted him to be your returner, Ron. I mean, at what point do you come back to him?
Well, I think, you know, as we go into the season a little bit longer, you know, things will happen. It's just the way it is. Things will happen. I think also, you know, when you watch him in practice and you see him real comfortable. I mean, you know, in practice, you know, we'll do some things where guys will fly by and see how his focus is. And, you know, right now he's still working on a couple things, a couple elements of catching the ball.
I'm curious. I mean, did you see something in that one game and in practice, but that wasn't evident, you know, in the tape of him at Arkansas?
Yeah, he got. I mean, the Pittsburgh game I think shook him up a little bit, and then the Giants game I think, you know, got into his head even more. And I think when you start talking about situations like that, you know, sometimes a chance to take a step back, reassess, watch his technique, talk to him about his technique, and then I think you start looking for and say, you know what, now is an opportunity. You know, and it could be a week, 2 weeks, 4 weeks, but he'll get an opportunity again. I mean, he's a dynamic return man who has home run ability. And you watch the tape that he put out this year, and you can see he has a kind of ability.
How well does Washington RG3 utilize the play action pass?
About as good as anybody. I mean, and because it's not your conventional play action for the most part. A lot of things that they do are the things that Coach Shanahan and them did when he was in Denver with Jake and with John Elway. You know, you see some of the movements, or at least I look back at it. You know, I had an opportunity to coach against them and actually play against them too. And see some of the things that they do, and I see some similarities. Now, when they get out of the conventional offense and get to their unconventional, where they start using the shotgun, the pistol formations, the ride read stuff, now you see the stuff that becomes even harder because it's not just one option anymore. It's not, you know, just the read it and pull it and run, or now it's the read, the pull it, option it off, or throw it. There's four options basically that he has, and it makes him even more dangerous. And so now you've got to be disciplined when you play football against him. Well, I think for the most part, really, it's just the fact that he's back off the line. It gives him an opportunity to scan things, see things. But I think what it really helps is that it slows you down because you've got to get your reads. And that's the thing that you've got to make sure is that your read is correct, because, you know, you make a bad decision and he hands the ball off. Next thing you know, they're gashing you for 15 yards, you know. Now you make another read and he pulls it this time and he's going around the corner and there's 15 more yards. Then a third time he sit there, he pulls it, and all of a sudden you drive up and he's running they're running a little curling behind where the linebackers were for 15 yards. So I think that's also part of why you see they're leading the NFL in yards per play, because their offense has chunk elements to it and you've got to be disciplined.
Did you hear crowd noise today?
Yes. Oh yeah, did hear it?
Heard yesterday.
My ears are ringing. Yes, it is. It's a very good stadium. I mean, when I was in Philadelphia, you know, you play there every year, and it's a good crowd. It's a good stadium, and they do a nice job there.
Ron, Washington brings the league's second-ranked rushing attack, and your run defense has been improved the past couple of weeks, limiting Forte, Lynch against Dallas. What do you kind of attribute the
– Well, I think part of it is just the maturation of our unit. I mean – you know, we got Ron Edwards back. We got a space eater. I mean, here's a guy that's, you know, commands a double team and holds a double team up, because if they let him go, he got that big body forcing the ball to cut back or stay front side, and the linebackers can run. That's a big part of what we've been able to do. DeJuan Edwards' emergence as our three technique has been tremendous. That's helped us an awful lot. I think Charles Johnson and Greg Hardy anchoring and setting edges for us has been great. And then I think having our linebackers able to run is huge. Another guy's played extremely well has been Charles Godfrey. You're looking at him and the way he's inserting himself for the run. I mean, he's, you know, what's funny is you look at the way safeties play, and he's establishing himself as a really good box player. And you've got to make sure that he just doesn't become pigeonholed as a really good box player because of his athleticism, you know, and you can do things to keep it from having to always be down there. But boy, he has played very well, helping to solidify our run defense. That it? All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Good to see y'all.